Lifelong Truman Democrat and demographer of renown, Joel Kotkin had a column in the Orange County Register titled California State Religion. He talks about two bills in the past legislative session in the once golden state, which greatly reduces exemptions from state control in church-based schools, and the much-publicized bill, which would allow prosecution for expressing disagreement with the left on environmental issues. Kotkin penned these two excellent paragraphs. Although they widely targeted different issues, these pieces of legislation reflect a highly authoritarian and illiberal brand of progressivism evolving into something of a state religion. On one hand, California cannot tolerate the autonomy of religious institutions if they refuse to embrace the secularist ideology that dominates the state. Even religious clubs on California State University campuses can no longer restrict their leadership to those who are actually believers. Similarly, the emerging attack on anyone questioning climate change orthodoxy represents another kind of religion, one that gives officially sanctioned science something close to papal infallibility, despite the fact that there remain widely divergent views on both the severity of climate change and how best to address it. One has to adhere to the accepted science or else. The state religion to which Kotkin refers is not restricted to California, but it's worldwide and active across the USA and American territories trying to prosecute a Texas-based company. Know this for what it is, a new form of Marxism, a secular religion of the state. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.